7:26 on a Friday morning, TGIF. You're on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. We have Chris, the intern, taking care of the phones at 734-998-1050. As always, you can tweet us at Michigan Insider. You can email us at studio at WTKA.com. Well, good friend of the show. He is a part, you know, speaking of countdowns, Ira, you know, when we do our retrospectives during the season for the countdown and kickoff.
Just actually talking about those with someone yesterday. Because they were This Week in Michigan Football History was brought to you by Wolverine Beer, and we were talking about bringing that segment back for another season. And it was one of my favorite segments. Actually, our last caller called me just about every week to tell me how much he liked This Week in Michigan Football History. So one of my favorite segments of the pregame show.
Well, the guy that does that, and you can always find a historical perspective on Michigan sports at mvictors.com. The guy, the publisher of that site, Greg Dooley, joins us right now. Dooley, how you doing, my man?
Doing great. And man, Ira, that was fun doing those weekly segments for the pregame show. I hope we get the chance to do that again this year. That was a blast.
We will. And just remember that since now we're shuffling by a day on the calendar, we will be able to pick different years. So it'll be a whole new set of stories for This Week in Michigan Football History. We'll definitely start it. And I don't know, we'll start it and say, what do you say, Sam, about 92 days from now?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds perfect. That's perfect, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Glad to get some weather. I'm about to go on vacation, take advantage of that. So, and it looks like you're going to get some good weather around here from the Heart golf outing. It's a little bit of a change from the most recent golf outing that we talked about here on the show. And Ira, you know, he was out for that one. And actually, he wasn't out for that one because they got rained off the course.
No, we brought Noah with us to build the ark.
But tell folks, Dooley, tell folks who might not know about the From the Heart golf outing what it's all about.
Well, you know, you hear all these problems in the family and the organization of one of our biggest rivals, but what a great opportunity to talk about another great thing that the Michigan Athletic family is a part of, and it's the Michigan From the Heart program. And for those who don't know, you may have heard about some of the athletes that go up and visit the sick children up at Mott Hospital each Thursday night, and you may have heard some of those stories. But if you haven't, I've actually experienced it myself, and it really changes the lives of the kids. It gives them a break from what they're going through, and it's this fantastic program that has been run for 20 years, since 1991. And this outing helps fund their all-volunteer army for all the activities they do, not only to support, you know, getting the students up there and getting them gear to sign and things like that, but also taking the kids and their families to sporting events. They have tickets, football tickets, of course, basketball and softball and all the other sports to get those kids and families out to events. And this golf outing, which is coming up Sunday, benefits that. And it's a wonderful opportunity to play the U of M course if you haven't played it.
7:30 on a Friday morning here on the Michigan Insider. We're talking to Greg Dooley from mvictors.com and the From the Heart golf outing. Greg, if folks you know, want to get involved, they want to participate, maybe they want to get a foursome together, how can they do that? Who do they contact?
Well, boy, I thought the thing was sold out, but it turns out they actually have a few slots left, a few opportunities for foursomes. You can do a couple things. You can go to mvictors.com right now, and on my top page, I have all the information about it. They have a dedicated website. It's called fromtheheartgolf.org, where they have all the information about it. And you'll see that you got some celebrities coming out there. Zoltan Mesko is going to be out there. You've got the A-Train out there. And my man, Jimmy Jam, Jimmy King's going to be out there. So, and among, I'm guessing there'll be a few more surprises. So, fromtheheartgolf.org or mvictors.com, and the registration starts at 10 on Sunday, and I think they tee off at noon, and it's at the University of Michigan golf course.
Right, and like you said, I know Ira is pining to play that course. So it's,
I lost my chance a few weeks ago. We got washed out. It was disappointing.
That's a bucket list thing for a lot of people. So here you have your opportunity, and you're doing it for a great cause as well. Greg, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, you know, your opinion as a blogger, as a media guy now, I'm sure you've, and a Michigan guy, I'm sure you've formed an opinion on everything that's going on down at Ohio State. So what do you make of Jim Tressel's resignation and the mess that Ohio State is mired in right now?
Well, just a quick story. I'm sitting on my couch last night, like Al Bundy, right, Ira? I'm sitting there.
One hand in, one hand out, right?
It was a long day yesterday, and my wife came home and had the mail with her, and she said, there's nothing for you. And but I could see in the back of her hand it was certain sweater vested fellow staring at me. It was my Sports Illustrated. I'm saying, oh, there's something for me in there. So my Sports Illustrated arrived. I got it here in my office. But, you know, I think it comes down for me, what we've always suspected is that it's just a culture that's out of control there. And that's from the fan experience and from all the things we've heard about all the stuff that goes on there. And I think you're seeing that, and you're seeing it rear its ugly head right now with the backlash, you know, the former athletes and those who are speaking out. And something's got to change. But, you know, I've heard national folks like go on and on about how great a man Tressel is, but I think we've always kind of known there were some serious problems there, and just scratch our head when we heard about him being, you know, portrayed in this light. So I'm not shocked that this is going down. I just I hear the people defending Tressel, and the thing that just cracks me up is, okay, they found out about, you know, the tattoo incident. He got busted for lying about it, right? So how is he protecting players by lying about an incident they already know about, by lying about when he knew about it? We know it happened. So right. Who is he protecting? He's obviously protecting himself. So, I mean, I just don't understand. I don't understand it. It's a culture that's gone out of control, and I think maybe we can only hope that this is going to change that.
So have you, you know, I don't know how connected you are with the blog scene in Columbus, but what's the kind of blogger response? Are they closing ranks and getting behind their guy, or they said, hey, you know, it was time for a change, time to clean house, time to move on and move into the future?
I've checked out a few of them, and I can tell you that one of the more prominent ones is going on and on about all the great deeds Tressel did, kind of taking that line. But look at all the good stuff he did. And, you know, there's a few folks that are taking they're outraged. But, you know, you're still getting that ring, that culture that is just, I don't know. They're in a bubble, is the best way to put it.
Gotcha.
Greg Dooley, our guest, mvictors.com's Greg Dooley, and of course Greg Dooley from the KeyBank countdown to kickoff this week in Michigan football history, joining us here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA and online at WTK.com. All right, let's talk about some pleasant and happy things. As I mentioned, Greg, we're 92 days away from kickoff, so I'm assuming that in the next couple of weeks we're going to be having you come on and previewing some of these or talking about some of these great teams from Michigan's past, including, say, a week from yesterday, so next Thursday. I'm sure a team you're very familiar with, the 1964 team. We're going to have you on and talk about some of these great teams from Michigan's past. Heck, we're missing tomorrow's, Greg. The 1969 team is tomorrow's date, but we're, of course, not going to be here.
No, that's too bad. Yeah, 1970 is a pretty interesting year. Almost Woody kind of turned the tables a little bit on Bo on the upset at the end of the season. But let's talk about good days. And, yeah, 1964, that would be a lot of fun to talk about, my man. And captain of that team, Jim Connolly, recently won the Oosterbahn Award by the U for Quarterback Club. And, boy, what a phenomenal season, just inches away from a national title, really.
See, and that's what you get from Greg Dooley, that instant total recall. He knows the 1964 season right off the top of his head.
Yeah, and Greg, how about this? Tell people what you just had on your website that I guess you picked up recently. You're going to be wearing to a football game coming this fall, because something's back on the schedule that I'm sure you, as the historian of Michigan football and the Brown Jug, is pretty excited about.
Yeah, you know, I like to write about memorabilia because it kind of sparks those discussions around seasons and players and coaches and incidents. And I just got a very cool little Brown Jug pin from one of my favorite years. 1934. I've got a cool picture of it on my website, and Ira, it's sitting here in my hand. It arrived the other day, so I'll have to show this guy. It's really, really nice. It's a block M with a little brown jug in the middle, and it says Minnesota and Michigan. But yeah, the little brown jug is one of my favorite stories, and I think most misrepresented in the common discourse about the history of it, the origins, and all that stuff. So I'm trying to straighten some of that out.
Greg Dooley from mvictors.com. Greg, before we let you go, one more time, fill folks in on the From the Heart golf outing and how they can get involved.
Well, you can meet Zoltan Mesko and Jimmy King and the A-Train and a bunch of other players this Sunday. And you can go to mvictors.com. I've got a little link up there with all the information. They have a website, fromtheheartgolf.org, you can hit. And they've got some foursomes available. Registration at 10, tee off at noon at the U of M golf course. And if you can't do that, there's plenty of other ways to get involved, to volunteer, to donate. Heck, buy a T-shirt from Moe's. They got some sweet T-shirt designs that benefit the cause. So I hope to see you guys out there. If you're out there, look me up. Love to say hi.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg. Talk to you soon, man.
See you guys. Thank you.
All right. That was Greg Dooley from mvictors.com. And another great cause, Ira. I mean, we hear about athletes making it out to see the kids, and we see the kids that, you know, lined up getting the autographs after the game. Whatnot. That, you know, that has to be funded. And this is the event that allows them to fund those kinds of experiences for the kids.
Speaking of helping Mutt, I got this one earlier this week, and I forgot to mention it, but something just to keep in mind, as we know, gas prices are escalating and whatnot.
Don't remind me.
But everyone still needs to go buy gas. So if you now through May of 2012, there are 22 mobile gas stations in the Metro Detroit and Ann Arbor areas that will donate a portion of their sales every Tuesday to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital. So if you go to certain gas stations, including the one that's right next to us, the State and Victor's Way, there's 22 mobile gas stations in the southeastern Michigan area that if you get gas on Tuesdays, some of the proceeds will go to Mott. So maybe it's Sunday and you're like, I might need to gas. Wait till Tuesday, go to a mobile in southeast Michigan, and another easy way to help support Mott by doing something that you need to do already.